Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome in to Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleveland with you. Max Power here with us. He's got the Hawaiian tunes because it is a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. Trying to beat the weather out there. We haven't seen the sun in a while. Maybe these Hawaiian shirts will inspire it to come out from behind the clouds and warm things up a little bit as we get ready for Halloween, just a couple of days away. Glad to be here with you, everybody. Glad to turn the page into the next week of football. We'll do some of that today. KU, K-State, both right back at it in college football. The Chiefs turn the page to the biggest game, you know, on the calendar, at least on paper every year, because it never disappoints us in Chiefs Bills. But some key injuries and updates to talk about with the Kansas City Chiefs as well. World Series on to game four now as the Blue Jays get a win last night over the Dodgers. We'll talk about it all. It's all brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich, split seared, served in a split top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. TJ, how are you this morning?
Hello. I'm not going to lie. Max might be pulling his hair up for this one, but it's pretty cold outside right now. I think that we've officially passed the threshold.
It's ridiculous.
It'll get warm back up. We'll be back, but today it's past the TJ threshold.
Yeah, we've got our Hawaiian shirts on, and we'll be ready. I blame you partly for this. This is what comes when you wish for the colder weather. This is a part of that wish. It is, we are about to, you know, we're about to move the clocks. What is it? Fall back. Ugh, like, who wants a sunset at 5:30? Why do we have to do that? Why can't we just leave it the way that it is now? Nobody wants the sun to set at 5:30, do they? Is anybody like that? Is anybody a fan of that? I don't think so. But, you know, it is what it is. Listen, you know, you're getting, TJ, you bought a house, you like mowing the yard. You start complaining about the weather and you kind of got a trifecta going there on becoming an old man. Maybe a little longer.
Yesterday, when I got home from Kansas City after the Chiefs game, there was leaves literally all over the driveway. And I have like gone to war with the leaves. There's a giant tree next to our house. I mean, it's a massive tree. And I mean, they flood this whole freaking place up with leaves. And every week it's like I leaf blow them into a pile and then bag them up with a lawnmower. And then 20 minutes later, they're back.
I hope you're happy. You wished this upon us. So enjoy it. I'll smile and feel a little warmer when I think about you out there raking the leaves 19 times. Cause that's what time of year it is. And we're here. I like the fall. I do like the fall. This isn't an anti-fall take. It's an anti-winter take. And the fall unfortunately means that the winter's coming. And it was, how cold did we get last night? 35, 36.
It had a 3 in front of it.
A little nip. My wife got out the heating blanket. Like, I'm just not.
Is the heat on in your house yet?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was last week. We had the check that, you know, we have our guy come out twice a year and do his checks, mm-hmm. and it wasn't working the first time it needed to, and we woke up and I was like, man, it's a little cold in the house right now. And we looked, and sure enough, it was down to like 64. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So he came back, flipped a switch, we're all good to go now. We're fine. We're doing okay. Everybody's doing okay. Blue Jays get the win last night. TJ, I don't know how much of that you jumped in on. We can touch on it real quick. 6-2 in the World Series. They go up. They tie things up in game four, two games apiece. Just you wondered how anybody would react to an 18 inning marathon the night before. Well, the Blue Jays, they jump in and they get it done. A big offensive performance. Shohei gave up 4 runs on the mound. And now the series becomes a 3-game series. And I still think the Dodgers are going to be tough to take down in a 3-game series. But, man, the Blue Jays are showing why they're there. They can hit the ball.
Yeah, it's comical, actually, that the fact that the Dodgers starting pitcher was on base 9 times the night before. But still, I mean, he actually pitched pretty decently until that last inning whenever he got the bases like loaded or something when they took him out, I saw.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a big win for the Blue Jays because what, do they have one more in L.A. and then they go back to Toronto?
That'd be the answer, and I believe they play it tonight. Let me double-check that. But baseball doesn't mess around with the postseason, and I love that about baseball. They will play tonight. It will be Blake Snell again. Same pitching matchup as game one. So they'll get that done. Then they'll take a day off and get back at it on Halloween in Toronto. It's going back to Toronto one way or another. It's been a really good series. You had that game that went to 18 innings. Other than that, it's been, you know, the games themselves haven't been particularly close. Game two was a 5-1 win for the Dodgers. Game one was an 11-4 win for the Blue Jays. And so I don't know why, obviously the 18 inning game, I don't know why I felt like it was an entertaining series, but I have. I think honestly it's just because Shohei's in it. And Vlad Jr.'s in it. And you've got two of these great sluggers that are both like performing at the highest level, so you're getting no disappointment there, and it's just kind of like which superstar can carry his team over the finish line.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing of what makes this one entertaining is the fact that, like, nobody knew if the Blue Jays were going to be able to hang with the Dodgers, and I think the fact that they are, and when the Blue Jays win these games, even if they are by 11-4, I mean, you know, obviously unless you're a Dodgers fan, but you know, that's saved for a special group of people in Southern California and bandwagoners. It's cool to watch. Like, it's cool to watch a Blue Jays team go up against them and get wins against, you know, one of the highest payrolls in baseball.
And it's strange, too, that we wondered whether they would be able to be in it. Didn't they win more games than the Dodgers in the regular season? We do this in baseball. Like, there's ever that big of a favorite because there's not, right? It's baseball. That's what makes baseball fun and great. That's why we haven't seen a repeat champion. Because it's just a sport that lends itself to a chip in a chair, right? Everybody's got a shot, and this series is far from over, but we were far too dismissive of the Blue Jays season. The Blue Jays are really good, and they've got some depth in their starting rotation. They've got a fantastic lineup. They've spent a ton of money on their team, and they've been good for a long time. Like, if we go back, let me pull it up and see where they rank in payroll. This year, of course, the Dodgers are going to be first. Yeah, they're seventh. You know, they're top 10. It's funny because the Dodgers are so far ahead of basically everybody else, right? But the Blue Jays spent $250 million on their roster. The Royals, by comparison, spent $132. So the Blue Jays have become and really have always been an aggressive team. That's not some small market team. David versus Goliath here that the Dodgers are taking on. The Blue Jays have a loaded lineup. They've spent a ton of money on it, and they're right there. They're going blow for blow with the defending champs. And, you know, it's been a really good series, and I'm thankful again tonight they'll kind of have the stage all to themselves, no football to interfere with. Of course, the NBA is back, but, you know, more people can watch it, and the more people watching Shohei, the more eyeballs on Shohei. As far as baseball as a sport, the better for baseball.
Yeah. This is a very random thing. Well, our final minute here. The not to take us back to a gambling situation here, the Shohei stuff that's all went down and everything like that, I feel like it's weird that like the casual baseball fan that doesn't watch baseball like still has like a vendetta against Shohei about that. But baseball fans love Shohei because they like watching Shohei.
Shohei has become a little bit of a love him or hate him, which is good for the sport, by the way. I think that's a good thing. That has something to do. I think most people just, for the same reason, like as a kid growing up, I wasn't a Michael Jordan fan because everybody likes him and he's so good. And you're like, nah, I'm going to go for somebody else. I think there's a little bit of that with Shohei. But man, he's awesome. But his team is not leading in this series. It is all tied up after game four. We'll come back. Let's get you caught up on the Chiefs news of the day from Tuesday on Sports Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Well, Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland, Max Power producing for us. He's got your KFH hotline at 869-1240. We've got your comments available on our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X. Thanks for watching on 12 News Connected. Thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app. Shout out to the Crestview Country Club. Crestview is entering a busy time of season for family activities. We've got a big Halloween bash coming up there tomorrow night. I'll have a couple of my kids there. They've got their big Thanksgiving meals coming, which are, you know, they put on the big feast there at the club. And then they also provide take-home meals, both of which I have participated in. It is a very busy time of year for us, so we've needed to do that. But give them a call. Ask them about all their different memberships. It's still plenty of time to golf, especially for the sickos out there. You'll be golfing till there's snow on the ground. But for the rest of us, more casual, there's still plenty of good weather coming on the golf front. Give Crestview a call. Tell them we sent you from Sports Daily. Appreciate their support. All right, TJ. Chiefs, Bills, we can sort of officially turn the page now. I don't think there's any need to spend more time on the Washington game. The Chiefs come out. They are favored. That is now moving toward the Chiefs. I'm seeing this morning. That's a little unnerving, I think, if you're a Chiefs fan, to see that move that direction like that, going to Buffalo, a team that's probably starting to get overlooked just a little bit. Buffalo has their issues, but there's not a team in football right now that doesn't, quote unquote, have their issues. Buffalo's still Buffalo. I'm going to be surprised, and it looks like this line, if you want the Chiefs, you probably need to get on it now. It moves that direction as we've had no practice updates. It moves that direction as we learn Isaiah Pacheco is down, which, let's start there. Isaiah Pacheco with a sprained MCL, according to the NFL Network. The Chiefs will talk today ahead of the first practice, and we'll get probably official word on that. I assume that he'll probably have to miss at least a little bit of time with this one. Happened late in the game. It's not like earth shattering, but it is something to know that right now the plan would be to give the ball to Kareem Hunt 19 or 20 times. Remember, he's coming off of a foot injury. Yep. So really both of these guys are either hurt or at least banged up. The Chiefs running game has been a part of what they're doing. And I am a little concerned with that going into the Buffalo game.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, Pacheco is week to week, which, you know, week to week in the NFL at this point in the season makes you feel like, oh, my gosh, how long is he going to be out for? Like, day to day is usually like a 2 week injury. It feels like week to week, maybe a month, maybe a little bit more than a month or something like that. But obviously, I don't know. I can't believe that he has, like, we talked about that yesterday morning about the fact of, like, yeah, he just popped right back up. It sounds like he was fine. He was walking around just fine. He did post-game interviews just fine. And then the next day, he has a sprained MCL. So it's like,
It looked bad.
The video in slow-mo looked awful. Yeah, but then the fact that, like, he jumped off the table and everything, he's like, oh, he's okay, he's fine.
And he kind of had, like, the hand pound on the ground there for a second, and you're just like, whoa, 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 whoa. But, yeah, then he was able to get up. But, yeah, they're going to need to take it safe. I mean, the Chiefs, and people probably don't realize this, the Chiefs have a top 10 rushing attack in football this year. They're a top 10 running team. Like, they're so good in the passing game. And I get it. Some of that running, right, comes from Patrick Mahomes this year. I don't know what his average per game is, but it's got to be over 20, 25 yards. So I know that's a part of it. But we don't sit there when we're talking about the Ravens and their running attack and say, yeah, but part of it's from Lamar. No, like, it's one cohesive unit, and the Chiefs have run the ball effectively this year. Kareem Hunt has been very good and clutch at the things that he does, right? We know he's going to be great in pass pro. We know he's good in short yardage. He's picked up first downs. He's become this good goal line back. We know those things, but we know last year, giving the ball to him 17, 18 times, that's not really in his repertoire anymore. That's why it was nice to have he and Pacheco, because Pacheco can handle that early down work and just kind of keep defenses honest and everything. I don't know that defenses are keeping honest with Kareem Hunt, because last year, as he was effective, if he broke one off, it was like a 6 yard run. Right, he doesn't have that home run capability. So we'll see what they do We'll see what they do with the roster. Rick brings up Elijah Mitchell. What is going on with Elijah Mitchell? Is he still around?
He's been, I'm pretty sure he's been active every week. They just don't use him.
Well, that's an option. I don't think they're going to turn around and hand it to Breshard Smith a bunch of times. I think they continue to use him in the way that they have, but it does bring up the thing that has been brought up lots and lots of times. Are the Chiefs, should the Chiefs be in the market to trade for a running back?
I was definitely in the no camp, but now it's like, well, you might not have a healthy one on the roster except for Elijah Mitchell.
It is the injury does force your hand a little bit, but I'll be surprised if it's something big. There are other teams that are probably more desperate for a running back. Houston might be more desperate for a running back unless they really maybe turn Woody Marks loose, right? I don't think you're going to get a bad team trading for a running back, so you got to kind of cross all of them off the list. So it does whittle it down a little bit to who might be out there in the market. And Breece Hall is the name that gets brought up because it's, you know, you salivate at the thought of Breece Hall in this offense. But what does that cost you? Right. And what are the Chiefs really going to be in the market for right now? It's a position that doesn't cost them anything. Doesn't cost them any money. Hasn't cost them any draft capital. It's such a win in that backfield because they haven't spent anything on it. I would assume they would have interest in getting Pacheco locked up long term. Pacheco does have, and this injury, that's what sucks. This injury had nothing to do with his running style, right? This wasn't he likes to get in there and bang it a little bit. He got hit in the knee when he was out in the open field. That can, you know, that happens to everybody. So I don't know what to make of it yet. When is the NFL trade deadline? Let me look that up real quick.
No idea.
How much time do the Chiefs have to kind of stew on this a little bit? I mean, they're not going to make a trade like tomorrow. The trade deadline is this upcoming Tuesday. They have to make a decision pretty quick. I don't know if I'm good. What is the price you're willing to give up for a running back? Fourth?
I mean, I didn't think a fourth or worse. Yeah, 100%. If it's it depends on who it is, I guess. I don't know. I mean, if we're talking about Breece Hall, I'd give up a pretty high pick to get Breece Hall to Kansas City.
You would?
I think that it would be something along the line. I was listening to Josh Briscoe's podcast, and they were talking about, if you're going to do it, you want to be able to talk to Breece Hall's agent before you make the trade, I feel like, or somebody of Breece Hall's stature. Because, like, I'd give up a second-round pick for Breece Hall if you have the opportunity to sign him long-term.
You'd get him this year and next before free agency.
Yeah, if that's all that it's worth, then it's not worth a second-round pick. I mean, it might be worth it.
He was a second-round pick.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know. And I'm almost on the other side because I would love Breece Hall too. My concern is I don't think the Chiefs are going to pay a running back at any point. So is there enough left in Breece Hall's current contract to justify the pick? I just can't imagine that the Chiefs, the way they're currently constructed and the players they're going to have to pay and try to keep locked up and do everything, it's hard for me to imagine them investing a bunch of money at running back. And if you trade for a guy like Breece Hall, you're going to almost have to do that. Now, maybe it's a little less draft capital and you can swallow it. Maybe it's a third, right? He was drafted in the second. We'll give you a third. And then you're not maybe as concerned about, but you got to lock him up long term. I'd love to see Breece Hall play for the Chiefs for the rest of his life, but I don't know that the front office is going to commit that kind of dollars to that specific position. They're going to have to pay Rashee Rice soon, and he's going to command a bunch of money.
I know. That's an interesting conversation, how they're going to handle that.
I mean, it's coming quick. I think it's coming at the same time as Breece Hall. Let me double check that.
Breece would come before.
1 year before?
Yeah, because Breece came
back the year before. But I will tell you this. Rice is a bigger holdout candidate, too, at wide receiver. Yeah, you'd get one more year. So Rice is not unrestricted until 2027. But you still got to pay him, right? He's still on the radar. Worthy would then be on the radar. Worthy a little later because he was a first round pick and you can push that a year. but he's going to get more expensive in that. So they've got some other things, and like you got to kind of think of it that way, right? Like everybody would love to have Breece Hall. He's awesome. But the Chiefs are going to potentially have to pay Trent McDuffie. They're going to potentially have to pay those two wide receivers. They will have to, if, you know, Josh Simmons at some point will command a mega contract. Now that's way down the road, right? They did get him in the first, but they'll have to get a right tackle. If it's Jalen Moore, he's good for a minute, and then he would need a bigger contract. Like, there's all these things that I could just very easily see the Chiefs prioritize salary wise over running back. You'll also, by the time Breece Hall would need to be paid, potentially have Chris Jones off the books. Who knows how long he's going to play? Travis Kelce will probably be off the books. Juwan Taylor will be off the books. What kind of contract would Breece Hall even command? Running back contracts aren't massive, but if it's, you know, $10, $15 million a year, it eats into something. And is that something the Chiefs want to do? There's the other side of it too. Patrick Mahomes is getting older. The Chiefs should want to run the ball a little bit more. It's an interesting conversation, and you got to start with what would it take, and you got to start with the Chiefs' appetite to not roll with what they have too. They only have 5 days to think about it, 6 days to think about it and make a decision. I would tell you this though, TJ, Elijah Mitchell, and not enough for me.
I agree. As I keep saying, like, I did not think that the Chiefs needed a running back. The way the Chiefs operated, like, they needed very little out of their running back room to be successful. And right now, I don't know if they can get what they need out of that running back room, the little bit that they ask of it. You know, Kareem Hunt had a bone bruise last week.
It's not
knee. He had
a little bit,
injury.
Though. See, that's the thing. They ran the ball more than 20 times the other day.
They run it a ton, but they're not asking you to get, like, they don't need 100-yard back.
No.
Like,
but they kind of do combined. They need to get close to it. They need to be running at a respectable per run rate, but they are running the ball. Now, I would have to go back, and I'm not going to do this right now. It'll take too much time. I wonder what that would look like, you know, when it wasn't the Raiders and the Commanders, when the carries are coming late in a game, right? In games that you have under control. I don't think the Chiefs have to run the ball. I think their passing game is basically as close to unstoppable as you can be. If the other team knew they were never going to run the ball, I'm not sure it would be easy to stop the Chiefs passing attack right now. But it is a nice weapon for them to have. It has helped in specific situations greatly in putting games away late, in, you know, playing off of the defense, playing really well first half against Washington. The offense just doesn't, like, that passing game was a tick off. Okay, let's turn around and let's run it a little bit. Let's settle in here. Let's let the defense do its thing, and then we'll get, like, there's that. There's short yardage. What have you felt better about? Their ability to just line up and get a yard by running the ball right up the middle or running a trick play, right? Like, those things have been valuable to this team this year. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. I don't know. I agree. They've done more of in the run game, but I agree. I mean, just back to this whole argument, I think that I don't know. I go back and forth on this. I'll say this, because if they got in a guy like Breece Hall, what would we expect from Breece Hall in the offense?
Well, right. He's not going to run the ball more than 15, 16, 17 times a game,
like,
most weeks, but he is a weapon in the pass game.
He would.
Let me ask it to you this way. This is where I keep having to go to it. If we didn't have such an affinity for Breece Hall because he's a local kid and we love watching his success, would we even be talking about this?
I mean, we'd be talking about it because it's the legit thing that, like,
would it change your opinion?
It probably would. I probably like Breece Hall more than the average person.
I think it would too. I mean, I think we want it so bad because we like Breece Hall so much.
Yeah. Who's but a comparable running back
to Breece Hall?
David Montgomery.
I think Breece Hall is better than David Montgomery right now. David Montgomery would be a really good fit to just throw in names out there. The problem is, like, Alvin Kamara, like, he's banged up. He's not an option. And he wouldn't necessarily fit what they need to be doing anyway. That's the thing. Like, you've got to think of it in terms of fit. Breece Hall would. Breece Hall fits everywhere because he's a great runner and he's a great pass catcher. I think he's a pretty good blocker. But, like, Devon Achane's not getting traded from Miami as much as they probably love Ollie Gordon. I'm just looking at teams that might be interested in moving a running back that are on the market. There aren't many. Travis Etienne, that doesn't move the needle for me.
I mean, I feel like he's pretty comparable to Breesall.
Travis Etienne? Breesall's way better than Travis Etienne. No offense. No offense, Etienne. Breesall's way better. The Patriots aren't going to trade a running back. There really aren't going to be much out there, man. No. The Panthers, would they trade Rico Dowdle?
Maybe.
Because Chuba's back, or would they trade Chuba Hubbard? I mean, maybe that's an option. Maybe. I don't think there's going to be much out there that's even that people are even looking at. I mean, that's the thing about Breece. He's kind of it, right? He's kind of the only guy. And so, okay, like, what are you going to do? Probably nothing would be my gut. My gut says the Chiefs don't do anything. They roll with what they've got. They see what they've got in Elijah Mitchell. They hope these guys can carry him over the finish line. If they can't, they'll go find somebody off the street. That'd be my guess. That's what I get. I don't think the Chiefs are going to trade for a running back. I won't be disappointed at all if they do, but I just don't think they will.
Would you rather see them trade for somebody to help on defense or running back? Is the other argument to this.
Well, that's a good question.
If you asked me before 4 days ago, I would have said a defensive lineman.
They might bring back Mike Pinnell.
That's going to help.
In general, it's so hard because the Chiefs don't need the running back necessarily, right? They don't have to have it. Like, if you're asking which spot will hurt them more, a defensive player getting hurt or a running back missing significant time, I would say a defensive player. So that depth could be more important there. I mean, they do have options in the run game still that would probably be okay. You're in trouble if both Hunt and Pacheco get hurt. As long as you have one of those guys, you can accomplish what you need to accomplish. The problem is both of them are at minimum nicked up right now, and maybe even more than that. Hunt looked fine with his foot injury. So we probably shouldn't hold that against him. Just realize that it happened. And Pacheco, if it's a sprained MCL, as tough as nails as he is, like, it's a sprained MCL. You're going to have to deal with that. That's not something you can just power through and put a knee brace on it as a running back and get after it. I don't think. We'll see. Boy, I don't think they're going to trade for one. I won't at all be disappointed if they do. I think they can be aggressive there, and it won't bother me as long as it's for somebody like Breece Hall, you know, a player of that stature. It would, if you're going to give up any sort of relevant draft capital. But otherwise, I'll bet you they just kind of roll with it. All right. Let's talk about the Bills for a minute here, TJ. The Chiefs, the line is moving toward the Chiefs. Everybody's on the Chiefs, rightfully so, and how good they are. The Bills right now have some key defensive players nicked up in this game. Matt Milano, Ed Oliver, both on the injury report. I will tell you this. I think people are sleeping on the Bills. They had a couple of games where they were not, you know, playing up to their standard. One was a loss at home to New England. We now know New England is good. I wouldn't even say that's a bad loss. The other, they then followed that up with a road loss at Atlanta by 10. Had their bye, came out and annihilated Carolina last week. In, you know, they had a close game with Baltimore in the opener. Then they beat the Jets by 20, the Dolphins by 10, the Saints by 12, had those two games, and here we are. I think we're sleeping. I still, like, if you're giving me at the moment two teams and I've got to bet the mortgage, these would be the two teams that I would still trust the most in the NFL, would be the Chiefs and the Bills. The Bills right now, their rushing attack is the best in football. They, of course, can throw the ball. He doesn't have a lot of weapons in the pass game, and that's been a problem a little bit. But they got a couple of good tight ends, and they've got, it's not the worst set of pass catchers in football by any means, but they run the ball better than anybody. And they defend the pass really well. This is an interesting matchup right now for the Chiefs. The Bills are, they're bottom three, I believe, in run defense right now. For everything we just spent 20 minutes talking about with the Chiefs running attack, this is the worst run defense in football. It is not strength on strength. When the Chiefs played their some of their other big games, the Lions, for instance, or the Jags, it was very much like strength on strength. This one's not going to be strength on strength. The Bills have a terrible run defense and a good pass defense. And so now it's like, okay, we're going to kind of get one of those good on good here.
Yeah, it brings up the question even more that it's surprising that the line is moving towards the Chiefs, considering all the things we just talked about with the Chiefs running back room. Like you just said, you know, if they've got a good run defense or a good pass defense, and want the Chiefs to run, who's going to run it? Is it going to be hurt Kareem Hunt? Is he going to have a big game? Which we saw him do last year, but as you said, he's coming off of like two injuries in a row here, so. I don't know. I want to see it just be an absolute shootout, but I don't think that these defenses are that bad. I think that it will be – something's got to give. I don't know. I'm surprised it's going the Chiefs' way.
Well, I'm not surprised. I don't think that it's going the Chiefs' way. I think that there is recency in that for sure. The Chiefs just – they look really good right now. And so that and the Bills, right? They had the two losses in the bye. They did smash Carolina, but I'm not surprised because I would. I mean, I think the Chiefs are better than the Bills, but it is in Buffalo. I'm a little surprised to see it moving more toward the Chiefs, right? We saw it open. What did we say last week? What'd you say? 1 on the look ahead, and then it went to 1.5 yesterday. Now it's up to 2 today. Or was it 2.5? It's up to it. Let me double check that. It's up to 2, I believe. Yeah, it's up to 2 today. So it's moving toward the Chiefs. That is the part that surprises me a little bit, fresh off of the line moving away from the Chiefs against Washington, you know, last week. So, and we haven't even seen a Chiefs injury report yet. We assume Isaiah Pacheco will miss time. We don't know if Simmons will be back. We don't know what Trey Smith's status is. I think Smith will play. Simmons, obviously we don't know a thing. It would be nice if this was the week he was able to make it back. But I would. Are you picking that? Are you laying the 2 points right now?
I mean, I probably would. I don't know why it's going the Chiefs' way is the bigger conversation to have here, but I think I'd still be comfortable with laying 2 with the Chiefs. If it gets over a field goal, I'm not doing that. I think it's going to be within 3.
What is people's problem with the Bills, do you think, right now?
I think it's just the, you know, ugly taste in their mouths from those two losses that they had to show that they've got flaws and they are beatable. And as I said yesterday, you know, you have to turn the Bills over to beat them. That's what both of those teams did. And so I don't know. I'd say that that's it. I mean, I think if they only lose one of those games, the Bills would probably be favored by, you know, 2.5 or 3 in this game. It'd be a Bills favored game.
So the Carolina team that they just absolutely smashed didn't have Bryce Young, but it's a team that was able to beat Atlanta 30-0 this year. It's a team that was able to beat Dallas this year. They're 4-4. They were 4-3 coming in without their quarterback. So that was an impressive performance by the Bills, who just imposed their will on them. I would probably still lean Chiefs. I just think in general terms that the Bills are being slept on here. They're not getting, like, they're not in any conversation where people are talking about, to me at least, that I'm hearing, they're like, who's the best team in football, who's going to be, and this game is massive for the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs right now, you have this game. Buffalo's 5-2, Kansas City's 5-3. You play them head to head. If you win this game, you in a lot of ways control your destiny, because you still get to play Denver twice. And we're talking about for the 1 seed, and they do play Indianapolis. Their next 3 games are Buffalo, Denver, and Indianapolis. So, you know, they have a lot of control on this thing if they can get these wins, but you've got 2 of them are on the road. 3 of their next 4 are on the road. And those 3 places they've got to travel to are Buffalo, Denver, and Dallas. Like, this is that part of the schedule we've been worried about. The good news is the Chiefs look good, right? They look good going into this part of the schedule. But man, like, this is we got something on our hands here. Like, this is,
I agree.
How many of these games, like, if the Chiefs go 2-2 over those next 4, is it is it disappointing?
I don't know. I think it is by the standards that Chiefs fans expect this team to be playing at right now, and they've been playing great. And so, I mean, I would say they'd be favored in all four of them.
They'll be favored in all four. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess 2-2 probably is a disappointment then by those standards.
They'll be favored at Denver. They'll be favored on the road. If they're favored at, well, that's at home against Indianapolis, and then on the road at Dallas, yeah, they'll be favored. So they'll be favored in all of them. And then, by the way, they follow that up with Houston and the Chargers. At least those are both at home. And then they get that one game against Tennessee squeezed in there. It's another in Denver, and then it's Vegas. Like, this is – this brings up another good topic, I think. Should we be having the conversations about home field with the Chiefs? Like, is that the appropriate conversation to have right now at 5-3 with this schedule coming up?
Home field in the playoffs?
Yeah.
I mean, if we think that they're the best team in football and they've shown that they can play against anybody and beat anybody, I mean, there's no reason to not have it. I don't know if the one seed is the conversation to have potentially, because you need more help, and the Colts look like they're not going to lose anytime soon. So I don't know. I think that it's fair to say a home game in the divisional round is up for grabs.
Yeah, should the expectation, because the Chiefs are playing well right now, like we're all back, you know, everyone's back in on the Chiefs, but should the expectation be home field with that schedule coming up? The challenge with it is they control so much of what's going to happen. They play Buffalo, they play Denver twice. They'll take care of that in those games. Indianapolis, they would need to lose one other, but they would obviously own the tiebreaker. And then you got to kind of count on, like, how many more losses do you think the Chiefs can have if they were going to have home field?
I mean, they can't have, what are they at now? Three losses?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they could lose and get it.
The Jacksonville game looms large. It really depends on what you think about Indianapolis. If you think
maybe one, I'll say that.
One to get to four. Indianapolis,
I don't think that four can get it. I mean, Indianapolis is going to have to go on a cold snap.
They would have to lose three. They have to beat Indianapolis head to head and make sure they don't lose that tiebreaker, obviously. Indianapolis has Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Kansas City, Houston, Jacksonville on the road, Seattle on the road, San Francisco, Jacksonville at home, and Houston on the road. They're not going to run the table.
Will they lose two
of those games, one of them being the Chiefs? I think the chances of that are pretty decent, but would they lose three of those?
Yeah.
One would be the Chiefs.
That's the bigger question. That's the bigger question to ask, is not the fact of how many do the Chiefs need to avoid losing, it's how many do the Colts need to lose for it to happen.
Yeah. Here's the Colts go into the Pittsburgh game. They're 3-point favorites on the road. I mean, that's the thing. Like, nobody's still buying into them. I don't know that I am. I honestly don't know that I'm buying. Still right now, which is stupid, but the win against the Chargers on the road kind of opened my eyes up a little bit. They should have lost the game to Denver. Remember, that was the weird early game in the season where they made them kick the field goal twice or whatever, and they didn't make it the second time. I think that's what it was. So that should be, but it wasn't. But they're not like littered with overwhelmingly impressive wins. Except for that win last week, or 2 weeks ago, sorry, on the road at the Chargers, but that wasn't a full-strength Charger team. And I'm not trying to make excuses against the Colts. I'm just trying to get a real good feel for how this thing might play out. And if you're the Chiefs right now, and you look at the schedule you've got to play, and you look at the fact that Denver has found a way to win a lot of these games, and that the Chargers are kind of coming back healthy a little bit, the Chiefs have got to be real careful here. Like, that's what, to my question, should we be thinking about home field? I'm not sure we should be thinking about home field. I think we should just be thinking about the Chiefs need to make sure they win enough of these games to still get into the playoffs. As good as they look, the schedule that they have is a nightmare. It's a nightmare schedule.
I mean, right now it's kind of a gridlock too in the AFC. Is the other part of this as well is that, you know, there's between them and the Colts, there's still five teams right there, and so I think that it'll level itself out eventually, and it'll stop being so, you know, floated towards the top. And I think that the Chiefs will eventually keep rising if they keep winning the games. But I agree. I think that, you know, everybody knew, even before all the stuff that the Chiefs were going to deal with in the early season, looking at this schedule, it was going to be nuts. And I think that, like, as we said, getting out of there and being 5-3 at this point is probably something that people would have taken, given, you know, the Worthy injury and the Rice suspension and all of that stuff. And so I don't know.
I don't think it would be.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think that you just need to keep getting through the schedule. I think that, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs lost two more games.
Oh, I won't either. What's so funny about all of it is we looked at that opening portion of the schedule and we're like, man, this doesn't get any tougher. And then Lamar Jackson misses a half and, you know, they do get the win over Detroit, but Vegas doesn't end up being any good. Washington's not any good at the moment. Now they're actually to the part of the schedule that's the hardest, and we didn't see that coming at all. Like, it was like, oh man, Denver's actually really good and so is Indianapolis. All right, well, there really isn't any schedule relief on here except the game they get to play against Tennessee. Maybe the next one, too, against the Raiders. It's fun. God, can't wait for Chiefs-Bills. We'll continue to, like, dig into the intricate matchups after we get a practice report today. That's going to be a pretty critical practice report. We'll keep an eye on it. We got another hour of Sports Daily. Don't go away, sports fans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount+.